These are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Jack Ogilvy. First up, Chief Executive Ed Woodward has sent an emotional message to the club's fans as the Red Devils prepare for a first Premier League home game behind closed doors. With the country still feeling the effects of the coronavirus pandemic, England's top flight returned last week with games being played without fans inside grounds. It means those hoping to catch a glimpse of the Red Devils' clash with Sheffield United will have to do so from the comfort of their own home. Though United already have experience of playing behind closed doors, having drawn 1-1 at Tottenham on Friday, the situation is likely to be all the more surreal when they take to their own turf without the backing of 75,000 fans. Writing in his programme notes, Woodward admits it would be strange, and has also expressed his wish to see supporters back in the stadium in the near future, as long as everyone's safety can be guaranteed. Moving on to the team news, and Paul Pogba is expected to play his way back into the starting 11, after inspiring the side off the bench on Friday night. That could see Ole Gunnar Solskjaer drop one of Fred or Scott McTominay in a change to a 4-3-1-2 system. Victor Lindelof came off late in Friday's draw with Tottenham with a minor knock, and Eric Bailly could start if he's not deemed fit enough. Brandon Williams is also an option at fullback if Solskjaer wants more fresh legs for the visit of Sheffield United. Finally, in youngster Dion McGee is generating interest from clubs in the Premier League, Scottish Premiership and the Netherlands, ahead of his official release by United next week. The 19-year-old will leave the club upon the expiration of his contract on June the 30th, and the academy graduate has also tweeted a farewell post. Sources close to the player have told the Manchester Evening News that West Ham, Rangers and AZ Alkmaar are the frontrunners to sign the Oldham-born forward. McGee has been with United since he was 7, but accepted he was too far down the pecking order to get first-team football at the club, but is unlikely to be short of suitors. That's all for now. We'll have more later.